just film for fun. If you give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about. If you give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
There's probably not a movie studio with more films in the beloved corner than Walt Disney's movie studio. And to the extent that the 1977 film Pete's Dragon was beloved, the remake will probably also be beloved. It's just a good movie here for a number of reasons. But really what Disney's getting at here in their opening sequence when the child is driving on a family vacation on an adventure, as his father says, and then, of course, everyone dies in a fiery car crash except for the child who's raised as a feral animal a la Tarzan. Disney is no stranger to this opening sequence of the parental loss, as we see in Bambi, as we see in Lion King, as they've perfected in their formula that does capture, for whatever reason, happens to tap into the collective mindset of anyone who watches their films and is enchanted by the experience of being alive itself. To the extent that it's translatable across genders, across generations, Disney's done a great job of updating that, and has chosen female characters, has responded really to the calls for diversity. And when you think about the history of the studio itself being that animators as, you know, actual fine arts background, hand-drawing animated cells, themselves are fairly transgressive. So you had a lot of codified sort of homoerotic messages. You had a lot of heroes of diversity. A lot of times those diverse, like you had the Humpback of Notre Dame, you had a disabled character. You had the sort of humanization of people that were not seen as human, far ahead of the traditional movie studios. And so what we have here is not so much of this, but just a flat remake of the movie from 77. What's interesting about this is that it sort of takes place in a small working class town, possibly like a lumber mill a la the Pacific Northwest, maybe a mining town in West Virginia. But you get a sense that this is a fairly red state-ish community. And yet, and here the tension, of course, is between environmental preservation and jobs. And of course, that's a fundamental tension in a lot of the working class communities in America, and a lot of the politics that comes out of these communities is driven by the concern that the left-wing progressive agenda is the opposite of the ability to sustain a working sort of community. And that's the tension here in this movie as they capture the dragon and think about ways to make money off him. I will say this, for a movie that takes place in this sort of space, it's very devoid of conflict. And so it's sort of refreshing to see a movie that takes place in the potential South or the and doesn't sort of demonize its characters as... And in a way, you can see the actions of the townsfolks against the dragon. Nothing is so extreme as to be sort of to turn off a potential audience to the movie itself. So I think Disney's done a good job of making a movie that transcends locale, and I think that's probably their intent. But what the movie is about is about the joy and wonder and magic of childhood, the imagination, and the ability to sort of be open to experiences, particularly if your entire family has died in a car accident and you're living in the woods by yourself for 6 years.